step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All the hits. Kiss 95, 7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:10. Here's some good news. Sunny today. That's the good news.
Oh, good.
The bad news is, boy, there's lots of power outages. The wind was wicked last night. Some schools are closed or delayed. Like, I did not sleep a wink.
I didn't sleep a wink either, and I'm just going to give you guys a heads up. I have until 8:30 in the morning before the food goes south in my refrigerator. So I may need to have to leave and go throw the generator on.
My power's been flickering. That's what it's been doing, flickering on and off. Gavin, do you have power?
I lost power. And probably about 3 o'clock this morning. And you know, I was in a tropical resort for like the past week. And
I come
back to this.
I know.
What I come back to.
So you're in Hebron, no power.
No power.
You're in East Hampton, no power at your house, Walmart, Jeff.
No.
I'm in Windsor, and I always lose power. It doesn't matter what's going on, I lose power. But for some reason, I have power right now.
That's good. That's good. So, did you have it last night for the trick or treaters?
I did, and I will say, I don't know about you guys, but I got 4 trick or treaters.
Really?
Four little kids, cutest little kids in the world, dressed as like teddy bears, and they showed up at my house. I wish I had given them more. I was like, ooh, you know, pretty soon I'm going to get slammed and run out of candy.
Right.
So only gave them a couple candy bars each when I should have just dumped it all in their bags.
I got one trick-or-treater last night, and I know where this little girl lives.
Yeah.
And my wife and I were with the kids on our street, so I left a giant bowl on my front porch. And I was watching my surveillance video. The little girl only took one piece of candy.
Oh.
So today I'm going to reward her.
Are you?
I'm going to fill up a bag, like a Ziploc baggie full of candy, and leave it in their mailbox and say thank you for being honest. I thought that was the cutest thing ever.
That's really good. One of the nicest things you're ever going to do.
I know.
You're not even nice.
Well, the mom is really hot. That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, there it is.
I tell you what, you'd have loved the moms that came to my house.
Really?
I was like, oh my God, Tim, stay. I was telling you,
Mr. Automotive,
stay inside. These women are smoking hot. But anyway, did you get any trick-or-treaters? Probably not.
They don't do trick-or-treat in Hebron. They do like the trunk-or-treat.
Okay.
So I went to Manchester, and there were hordes of kids at my mom's house. Yeah, I mean, I looked down the street, I didn't see anybody. Next thing you know, there's 15 kids at my mom's door. So I don't know exactly where they all came from, but it was really cool to see all the trick-or-treaters last night.
Yeah, even though it was like windy and rainy,
they didn't cancel it, so I like that.
I like that, too. Yeah. But the wind did cancel a lot of power out there. There are some school closings and delays. Check them all out right now. Kiss95.7.com/closing. Jonas Brothers, Only Human, all the hits. Kiss95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:25. Yeah, there's some power outages out there. Some schools are delayed or closed. Make sure you check them out. Kiss95.7.com/closings. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So, Courtney, I know you don't watch the news because it makes you depressed and sad.
Yes, I don't.
Just to give you a heads up, there are some horrible wildfires out in California.
I'm not a complete idiot. I do know that.
No, I know. But some people might not know that.
Okay.
And I don't know if you saw this video in Horse Lovers. You're going to have to forgive me.
Oh, no. Don't tell me if it's horses caught in a fire. I can't take animals struggling.
So
I can't.
I don't know like all the terminology and stuff like that, but this video is absolutely amazing. So there's a rescue group. They're trying to evacuate horses from these wildfires.
Okay.
They're throwing a couple on a trailer and stuff like that, or loading them into a trailer.
Yep.
And one of the horses actually breaks free from the leash or whatever. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, the lead rope, halter, whatever. Just, breaks loose.
And it turns around and it bolts back towards the wildfires that it was, leaving.
Whoa.
And the camera catches it. There's smoke in the background. You can barely see. And this horse starts running down.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it meets up with its other little horse. I think they were the kids of the horse.
Like little babies,
little
colts,
babies,
fillies.
Colts, fillies. And then they turn around and they all run to the trailer.
What? You're kidding? No.
Wow.
See, a lot of horses, when there's a fire or a barn fire, it's hard to get them out because that's where they feel safe in their stall.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times they break free and run back in.
Oh, no. This horse went back for its buddies.
Oh, my
God. The video, I was like, my God, what's going on? Why is it running back towards the flames? And all of a sudden, once it meets up with the little babies or colts, they all stop and they turn around. They run back
to
safety.
All right, we're together. Let's get out of here.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I just thought it was was an amazing animal video.
Did they are they all safe?
All the horses were safe. They were all loaded onto a trailer. They're all in good shape this morning.
Oh my God, I need to see this video.
Yeah, you can check out the video right now. It's up at kiss957.com. Click on Walmart Jeff's page.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Jeff. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. 6:40, time for your Hollywood Report, brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Bread. Well, is Selena Gomez back with her ex-boyfriend? She's setting the record straight, spotted with her ex-boyfriend. His name is Samuel Cross. I believe he's a designer.
Oh, okay.
She dated him a while back. She says in her Instagram post, "I am not dating anyone. I've been single for 2 years. I'm on God's timing, not mine." She was spotted entering and leaving the exact same restaurant as her ex-boyfriend, just 5 minutes apart.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a coincidence.
Who knows? Listen, I hope she's finding love. I love it. You can see her post on my blog right now. Well, so much for that story about Ben Affleck falling off the wagon, stumbling into a casino and winning $1,500 at poker. Turns out, he lost a ton of money. People sitting at the table with him are now saying, hell no, he might have won 15 grand when he first sat down, but he actually lost $60,000 in just 40 minutes. They say he refused to fold. Instead, he fell off his chair and then stumbled away because he didn't know what was going on.
I mean, 60 grand in 40 minutes, I mean, it's not hard to do playing the games he plays.
It's not.
That's
horrifying. I lose 20 bucks in Mohegan. I'm depressed.
I mean, I've watched poker tournaments where a guy will lose $100,000 in one hand.
Wow. Yeah. It's just crazy. Hey, The Rock just dropped $9 million on a new estate in Georgia. 46 acres, 12-stall barn. I don't know if he's going to have, farm animals. Of course, a pool house, and a farmhouse just for guests.
That's
just
crazy.
For guests. And guess what? I've got a tour of the mansion. If you would like to take, and I know Gavin's going to do it because you love The Rock.
I love The Rock. He's amazing.
Take a tour of The Rock's new mansion. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits. Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. So, yeah. Lots of power outages. Schools are closed or delayed today. You can get it all right now. Kiss957.com/closings, of course, because of the high winds we've been having. It is time for good news. So let's do some good news because you might be sitting in the dark right now just listening to us. So let's bring you some happy good news. If you've got good news to share, call us right now with your good news. 860-247-9570. Gavin says he's got some good news if you like the holidays.
Yeah, Halloween is behind us, which means it's November 1st. And it's like kind of the unofficial holiday shopping season, and it's officially begun.
And it's Amazon, like November 1st.
What? Yeah.
But usually it doesn't begin till after Thanksgiving, right?
No.
Yeah, Black Friday.
No. And this is like, I think Amazon is kind of getting a jump on everything because right now they just kicked off their holiday, I think it's called their holiday season, where tons of holiday sales, free delivery on pretty much almost anything you can get on Amazon, and they've teamed up with Mariah Carey this year.
Stop
Courtney.
It! Stop! I am obsessed with both Amazon and Mariah.
And it gives fans a sneak peek into how she is celebrating the holidays and Mariah's wish list. So
maybe I should go to my cart and click go to checkout now. I'm a big fan of putting the stuff in my cart and then letting it simmer before I go to checkout.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff could actually be on sale now.
Nice.
So you take a look and maybe get some stuff for yourself from Mariah.
All right, check it out. It is today on Amazon. They're kicking off their holiday shopping. I've got a little good news. If you, not necessarily if you like to swear, but if you find yourself saying bad words a lot.
All right, you love to swear.
I don't. It just happens.
You and Gavin, it's like you guys are sailors.
Yeah. All the time.
Potty mouth. According to a new study, swearing can help your workout. You know how when I go fishing, I catch so many fish, but I have to swear at the fish as I'm fishing, and then I catch them. Anyway, swearing can help your workout. They did this study where subjects on bikes in spin class who swore while spinning had more power and strength than those who didn't swear, and it seems swearing led to a boost in adrenaline, which led to a better workout, higher performance, and burning more calories.
That's great news,
If you've got a potty mouth while working out, turns out it's a good thing.
Go for it.
That's my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
Hey, I actually have personal good news. I am an uncle again.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
My brother Jim and his wife Becky, they had a baby on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
It's funny. It was 2 months early.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Sunday over the weekend, we actually had like a party for them, where like a baby shower kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did she eat something spicy, maybe?
No, there wasn't really
any. Was there chili on the list?
There wasn't any food there, but the funny thing was, about 6 hours after the baby shower, she went into labor.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, do a photo. Oh, my God. He's wrapped up like a little football.
Like a little football. Up in Boston, they wrapped him up like a football.
Aww, what's his name?
You know what? I gotta find out. Hold on.
And he's healthy. He's just premature.
Yep. Too much premature. Ethan Jonah.
Oh, I
name.
Love that. Great name. Yeah. Congratulations, Walmart, Jeff.
Thanks.
I love that.
Your uncle.
Yeah. If you've got good news, share with us. We're waiting for it. 860-247-9570. Ariana Grande. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:09. The weather for today, we're going to see some sun. It will come out. It's going to be cool. Feeling like it's in the 40s, but temps in the 50s. I don't know about you guys, but I did not. I think I slept an hour last night.
Same.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
I feel like everybody's having one of those like weird mornings because of the weather. And a lot of power outages. Lots of schools are closed or delayed. You can get all the info, kiss957.com/closings. But the good news is Gavin's back.
Yes.
Wait. He tells us at the last minute last week, hey, guys, I got to go away for like 3 or 4 days to Sandals in Jamaica. For work. Yeah. And I'm bringing Kelsey from the web department. Kelsey's a guy.
Yeah, mancation, I guess we're going.
What? I thought it was sketchy, but you really did.
Yeah, it was amazing. Got to go to Sandal South Coast in Jamaica, which we went to Jamaica a couple years ago. But to go to a different resort was pretty neat. It was a 5-star resort.
Yep.
Got to go on the beach, hang out with the pool, have some drinks, some free food. It was incredible.
And you know, it is funny when I think about it. The three of us went to Ocho Rios Sandals a couple years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now they have a 5-star resort, Sandals does, in Jamaica. And I wonder if that's why Walmart Jeff and I were not invited, but only Gavin was invited.
I'm more of like a 3-star kind of person. That's where I really fit in. When there's a 3-star resort or hotel, call me up.
And I am 5-star.
Yeah, Courtney, you're 5-star, and Walmart Jeff, they didn't even have Bud Light there. They only had
Red Stripe.
Red Stripe.
Oh, nice. He loves Red Stripe.
Love the Red Stripe. Yeah. Oh. One time I was in Jamaica. That's all they were calling me was Red Stripe.
That's because you had a sunburn really bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Totally looked like a Red Stripe. But it was a good trip.
It was a great trip. I mean, I'm not happy to really be back. It was beautiful there, and I come back to this weather.
A lot of nice people that you met. Yeah.
So I just want to bring something up. Like we're coworkers.
Yeah.
I mean, we're friendly.
Bring it up.
I wouldn't say we're like best friends.
We're close friends.
I wouldn't even say close friends, but I want to help you out from one guy to another.
Oh, no. What happened? What'd I do?
When you leave your pregnant wife at home.
Which you did.
To go to a all-inclusive resort on a beautiful island with another man in the honeymoon suite.
It wasn't the honeymoon suite.
You should never.
What?
And I'm trying to help you out here.
Okay. He went for work.
I know. And you should never, ever, ever. Post a picture of you sitting next to two big-breasted women while you guys are doing shots.
I saw that too. Man. I was like, "What's going on?" But it wasn't even a picture of it. Gavin wasn't even the picture I saw. You weren't in it. Just breasts. It was like you were. What were you doing?
Gavin next to two big-breasted women.
Yes,
their
doing
breasts
shots.
Were hanging out.
They were hanging out
in their bathing suits.
This is classy.
And you were doing shots. What were you thinking? Why would you post a picture like that on social media?
Your pregnant wife is at home.
They're part of the company. They work for us. So I was getting some pictures with some coworkers.
You know, this picture isn't a big deal now for you, Gavin.
Yeah.
But when your wife is 8 months pregnant and miserable.
Oh, no.
And hormonal. And you do this.
She's not
going to
be. She's
thing.
Not going to be. This
no,
is
no, no,
Kelly.
No. Kelly's cool.
Like,
she's...
forget to let the dog out. This picture is going to come back to
no,
haunt
it's
your ass.
Not.
Believe
no,
me,
it's
it
not.
Will. It happened to me, Gavin. I was watching a woman undress in her backyard getting into her pool.
No.
And my wife totally called me out on it.
She caught you is
different.
What she did.
Gavin did it innocently. He was taking pictures of people at a dinner table doing shots. He just didn't realize the two girls had their breasts out. He didn't notice.
Well, they were just... You know, we're at a beach resort. People are not wearing a lot of clothes.
The caption to the photo was "Suns out, buns out."
That's
It was a little shocking. I'm not gonna lie.
Listen, Gavin. We had a good time. No, it was all innocent. It was all just like business trip. It's like I said, it was a very professional.
All right, professional atmosphere. And he's not lying about the business part because it turns out we do have trips for two. And where are they gonna go if they win? Jamaica, Sandal, South Coast,
where I was. And we actually have five trips to give away.
Oh my gosh, we're giving away.
So for five of our listeners get to go and have a great time at Sandal South Coast.
All thanks to Gavin and him posting photos of breasts in Jamaica.
I suffer for you.
If you want to win one of those trips, just head over to kiss957.com/contest. Maroon 5, Memories, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 7:25. Your chance to see Charlie Puth in our Duncan Music Lounge is coming up. But first, let's do a little Walmart Jeff's Chunk.
Yeah, so people would rather give up alcohol than do this. You guys want to take a guess?
For me?
Courtney's like, nothing.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's real tough.
Would rather give up alcohol over what? There's nothing. Gavin? Okay.
Give up alcohol?
You don't really drink anyways.
I don't really drink, yeah.
So you give it up.
Cell phone use.
Ah,
cell phone use.
My cell phone.
That is incorrect. Holiday shopping.
Oh.
They don't want to do holiday shopping.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Nobody.
But wait, they don't want to do holiday shopping in like a store or they don't want to do it online? Because let me tell you, it is so much fun when you're just on Amazon and throwing stuff in your cart.
Well, let me ask you a question, Courtney. Why is it so much fun when you're doing it on Amazon?
Oh, because I'm drinking,
usually.
Hi, Walmart, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Yeah, like Gavin said in Good News earlier that the holiday season for shopping started. I don't know about you guys, but I already knocked three people off my list.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did all the kids already.
I have this problem where I usually wait until the last minute. And when the last minute rolls around,
you're doing it good.
I'm always tight on money. So I figure if I start in the summer when I have money,
right,
I just start knocking people off little by little.
All I know is I need to get to the liquor store so I can start shopping tonight. I need to get on it.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie Puth, Duncan Music Lounge next week, up close and personal. Win your way in with a guest right now. We're going to just take caller 10, 860-247-9570.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.